Tantor Audio presents City of Jasmine by Deanna Rayburn. Narrated by Anne Plosnick. Two small figures were beating against the rock. The girl had fainted and lay on the boy's arm. With a last effort, Peter pulled her up the rock and then lay down beside her. Even as he also fainted, he saw that the water was rising. He knew that they would soon be drowned, but he could do no more. "We are on the rock, Wendy," he said, "but it is growing smaller. Soon the water will be over it." She did not understand even now.
"We must go," she said almost brightly.
"Yes," he answered faintly.
"Shall we swim or fly, Peter?"
Peter and Wendy, J.M. Barrie. 1. The desert is a lonely place to begin with, and there's nothing lonelier than being with someone you loved who stopped loving you first. It ended in the desert, the fabled rocky reaches of the Badi Art Asham, with a man I had already buried once. But it began in Rome, as all adventures should, and it started with a scolding.
"Aunt Dub, dearest, I know you do like to make an entrance, but driving the ambassador's car through his wife's rose garden was a bit much, don't you think?"
Aunt Dub grabbed the parcel of letters and cuttings forwarded by the British ambassador's office and began to rifle through them.
"Oh, look at the piece the New York newspaper published on our stop in Bulgaria! Wasn't Tsar Boris a lamb to let us land there?"
She bent over my shoulder, causing her turban to slip a little. She poked it back into place with a stiff finger as she handed me the cutting. Although I must.